The word for today is wisdom, and I'm referring to 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 to 15. Verse 9 reads, "Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." I wonder if God offered you anything that you wanted, what would you ask for? Good health? A larger home? A holiday in the sun, perhaps? Or just money? Or the latest smartphone? I wonder. When King Solomon was given the choice, he asked for wisdom. He wanted to be able to tell the difference between good and bad so that he could lead God's people well. "Since you ask for this," God said, "and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administrating justice, I will do what you have asked. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honour, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings." And we read that in verses 11 to 13. And Solomon began his rule well, loving God and his ways. But something happened along the way. His love for God's wisdom faded. He got distracted by his money and his power. He married lots of ungodly women who led him away from God and his ways. He ended up walking far from God, and so did the whole nation. This was so many years ago, and the world has changed greatly since the time of King Solomon. But the lesson is very clear for us today. Keeping our love for Jesus and his ways should be a top priority. Even if the wisest person who ever lived could get it wrong, then so can we. Sticking close to Jesus won't just happen because we're Christians. We have to focus on him every day, listen to his words, and ask him to show us anything in our lives that isn't right. It's far too easy to get distracted and dragged away from him. Let us learn from the life of King Solomon all those years ago and keep our eyes focused on Jesus if we want to follow him well. Have a great day.